This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Well, the word is going out across Independence County today that some gaming devices that have recently popped up at various businesses are illegal and are to be taken out of public use. In a letter to these store owners and operators, Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said a gambling device is a game or machine used for the purpose of playing any game of chance at which money or property may be won or lost. He said maintaining or facilitating such gaming devices is a crime. The sheriff told the businesses that beginning September 12th, his department will strictly enforce Arkansas law that applies to the gaming devices. The sheriff went on to say that his officers will assist the prosecuting attorney's office in the prosecution of anyone who violates those statutes. The sheriff concluded his letter to the businesses by saying that he hopes the information is helpful in avoiding and prohibiting any of the machines or devices in their business that may be illegal. Sometime late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, someone stole a delivery truck from Terry's Modern Builders at Southside. Police say it was a white in color 2003 GMC 4500 series truck. It had a black flat bed that was a dump bed. The company's name, Terry's Modern Builders, was on both front doors. An Independence County deputy noticed around 3 o'clock this morning a cable was down that usually stretches across the fence opening and called the owner. Police say the company discovered that the keys were left in the truck's ignition. Authorities have an all-points bulletin out on the vehicle to other law enforcement agencies. The truck is valued at $15,000. An Independence County couple has been charged in circuit court with theft and theft by receiving, both felonies. Court information says 54-year-old Terry G. Garrison and 51-year-old Tammy Lynn Barber were involved in the theft of 12 sets of scaffolding jacks from a construction company's work site. Court records say Garrison was in the company of Barber on July 21st at a local scrapyard. Police arrested him there for another theft and noticed the scaffolding jacks in the back of his truck. After Garrison was arrested and taken into custody, his truck was released to Barber. Police say Barber later returned to the scrap metal yard and sold the scaffolding. The court documents say Garrison is charged with stealing the metal scaffolding and Barber is charged with selling the stolen property to the scrapyard or what is referred to as theft by receiving. Bonds on each were set at $10,000. And county governments will be closed on Monday, a national holiday. County trash and recycling pickup will run as scheduled on Monday in Independence County. County Judge Robert Griffin said that regular countywide trash and recycling will be picked up as scheduled in the northwest corner of the county. That's west of Highway 167 and north of the White River. Judge Griffin said county offices will reopen as usual next Tuesday. And Jonesboro police have arrested three men in connection with the shooting death of a local businessman, including the victim's father-in-law. Police yesterday said 58-year-old Carl Kelly of Paragould, 27-year-old Terrence Barker of Jonesboro, and 51-year-old Johnny Hubbard of Jonesboro were arrested in connection with the death of Mark Despain. Police say Kelly was Despain's father-in-law. Sergeant Stephen McDaniel said the investigation is not complete and he declined to release other details. McDaniel did not immediately return a phone call Thursday. It was not clear whether any of the three have an attorney. Police say Despain's wife found him shot to death in their home last week. Despain was a real estate agent and with his wife owned a company that owned rental properties.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.